Is it true you've got two sets of twins, Marie?
It's true. I've got two sets of twins.
How old are they?
The older ones are 4.5, and the babies, well, I call them babies still, they're 16 months.
Wow. And Rebecca, just one set of twins
yes.
for you.
Yes. It's still a shock, especially when I've got a 20-month gap. So,
oh, boy, oh, boy.
3 under 2 for a little bit there. It's a bit full on.
Look, as someone with no children myself, the thought of being told that you're having twins, let alone more than one set. I mean, what are the chances of having more than one set of twins?
I actually don't know. I think because in my case they're all unidentical, it is a gene, like it's hereditary, so I think it is a slightly higher chance. So yeah, I was very lucky with that gene.
Do you remember finding out?
Yeah, I do, both times. Yes.
What was your initial response?
Oh, to be honest, I cried both times. So the second time, I probably cried a little bit more because I knew
about
what was
your
ahead
partner?
Of me. He was, I can't really say what he said.
And Rebecca, for you, what was the news like when you were told you were having twins?
Again, like Marie, I cried. Yeah. It's just that, just overwhelming. Oh my goodness, how am I going to cope with this? Two babies at once, because I struggled with one and I thought, how am I going to cope with two? And I just thought, I just assumed with twins you couldn't have them naturally, you couldn't breastfeed, and all these things went through my head. And yeah.
And was there much information around for you? Like once you got over the shock and had to sort of move in the direction of preparing for that, not just the pregnancy side of things, but once the babies are born, did you get a lot of support and a lot of information to answer those questions you had?
Only by Googling, really. There wasn't anything. When I found out I was living in central Queensland, there was nothing there, and then I moved to Orange and then there was nothing here. So, yeah, it was just a matter of really getting on the internet. That was the only way I was finding out information.
Yeah, with all your spare time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for you, Marie, did you have trouble getting much information? I mean, anyone who's had twins, no doubt they were ringing you up and giving you their advice, but stuff around the place from health professionals?
Yeah, I'm about the same. There wasn't a lot. In my case, I was lucky because my sister had twins and I had a family here. There's 5 girls in our family with most of them having children before me. So I was a bit lucky that way. But as for the twin side, no, there wasn't a lot of information or really support out there.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm. And having had other babies, you know, just having one child, how different is it? Can you give us a sense of the many ways that it's different having twins?
Oh, just you've got to be prepared for two. So you've got to have, with most things, two of everything. And then you've got two little people that want your attention and you can't have that one-on-one time. Whereas when you've got one child, like he was my world, he got everything, all the attention. And now I've got two and they both fight for the attention. So, yeah it's really difficult.
And for you, Marie?
Yeah, probably sleep was a really big thing. So the first time round, I thought I was tired, but I really wasn't until the second time round when I had 2 3-year-olds as well as the 2 babies to look after. My husband and I should say, because he was great. But, like, I think we were averaging about 2 hours of broken sleep for months.
Ooh.
And that was it. So just the tiredness... Mm. The emotional side of it, it's just really overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah. And so, Rebecca, you decided to put together the Mums in Multiples in Orange. Have you found many other women in the same situation as you?
There's been people new to the area and they've jumped onto the Facebook group, and I've got interest from mums in Bathurst who've got twins that would love to come over to Orange if we get a venue and get a multiples group happening in Orange. So, there's definitely needs for it here.
Yeah. And your picture for this, you'd like to have a space where you can meet and all the kids can come along and the mums can have some time together. What would you like to happen in that group when you do meet?
Well, AMBAR, the Australian Multiple Birth Association, they provide you with a lot of information and support, and they help you with networking with other multiple birth families throughout Australia. So they pretty much give you all the information to run a group. So there's lots of information through them.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a play group. it's information about how to raise twins and how to cope, really.
Yeah.
So
just a support network more than anything.
Yeah.
Just people who are going through the same things as us and challenges as us, to be able to just all talk about it, because it's, I think it is different to
it
one. I don't
it
know
is.
About
it
one,
is.
I think it would be really different than just raising one child at a time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it is.
Gee, you'd have to have a flexible start time, wouldn't you? Imagine the chances of, you know, mums with new ones are often running late as it is, let alone the chance of getting out the door with two of them.
Yes.
But can you, Marie, see the benefit in coming together in a space like this with other women?
Yeah, I really wish it was available when I had the boys, like my first babies, because I joined a mother's group and I found it really stressful going anywhere with them, because everyone else seemed to have so much control and I had these two screaming babies and they both needed the same thing at the same time, and it was really, I just wish there was another place I could go where other people had the same thing as me going on.
Yeah. And as you say, quite different to a mum's group.
Yeah.
Where they're sitting around talking about their one little baby.
Yeah.
And you don't want to look like you're whinging
no.
or it's worse for you than them or anything like that, but just to have that space where you can come and share those ideas and experiences and talk about how little sleep you've had.
That's right.
Dear, oh dear. So the hope is that someone will come forward, that there's a space that you're able to use and you can make this group that go from being a Facebook group to being a real actual...
A regular getting together group. Yeah.
And for you, Rebecca, coming from a pretty small place in Queensland, what would it have been like to stay up there?
And that's why we didn't stay up there. Because it was just so isolated. That's why we came to Orange, just so we could have the support and, be closer to facilities and not go into labour out in the middle of nowhere.
Can I just ask you both, what's the best advice you've got, whether it's from searching on the internet or from family members or friends? What's the bit that really stuck in your head about how to manage twins and how to keep yourself going?
Mine is from when they're babies. If one wakes, wake the other. Don't wait for it to wake up, because it will go on all night. So that was my thing. If one wakes, wake the other, feed them both and, hope for a little bit of sleep.
Did that work?
Yeah, it did actually. Most times it did. Yeah.
And for you, Rebecca?
Maybe just have a bit of time out when you can. Otherwise you'll go insane and you just do what you have to do.
And have you got better at sort of putting your hand up and asking for help out of necessity?
Yeah, definitely. Now that I've got a 3-year-old and then my twins are 21 months old, so it's a very crazy age for all of them.